raise your hand if you feel like you need to control things, because if you don't do them, then they're not going to get done the right way. My hand's raised. Me too. I used to always say, if I don't do it, then nobody is. And it's just this sense of control that I have had to unlearn. It's actually kind of a survival pattern for me growing up, that I grew up and was raised and what I experienced. So my question to you is, do you ever feel like if you don't hold everything together, then everything's going to fall apart? I always thought that if I could control everything, it would make me feel safe. And when something was different or off, it made me uncomfortable. So what if God has something better though? Today we're talking about how to trust God when everything in you wants control. This is your last chance to get my self-paced course for 38% off, where it's about overcoming negative thought patterns and learning emotional regulation. So this is for you. This course is for you if you are tired of the struggle cycle and you're really ready to challenge and change your belief system. This is for you if you want someone to actually listen to you without trying to fix you, someone who knows that you are not the problem, that you're ready to improve your mental health but don't know where or how to start. This is for you if you long to be free from tormenting and negative thoughts. And more than anything, you just want to believe what God thinks about you and know that it's good. You're sick of feeling this disconnect between what you know to be true and what you experience. And so this course, my self-paced course, is going to walk you through more than just staying positive. This is beyond just quoting scriptures as a band-aid and helping you recognize that having emotions doesn't make you emotional. And if you're catching yourself with these same patterns and they're leaving you feeling stuck, worn out, and unsure how to move forward, then this is a perfect place to start. Learn how to overcome negative thought patterns and emotional regulation. Get 38% off, head to the show notes, click on the link, and it's going to take you right to the checkout. Now, let's get into today's topic. It's so funny because control is this idea that it's going to keep us safe. And the reality is that it's actually exhausting. It can even make us almost negative to people. And we think that trust isn't about losing control. It's about really shifting things into God's hands. I think for me personally, I have lived a life of control over my emotions, really, meaning just what I think I should be doing. I did a podcast last week on what ifs. A lot of it is me trying to control where I should be, who's around me, what I should be feeling, what I'm not feeling. And it's kind of this, on the outside, I was doing things like I'm productive, I'm showing up, I'm recording this podcast. But I didn't realize how much on the inside I was shutting down. I was maybe overthinking. I was turning more inward than normal. And it took kind of a wake up of my nervous system to pull me out of that and help me see that so much of my life was me going and trying to control everything around me and thinking that I was okay or that I had to be okay. And losing control, so to speak, is actually freeing because I'm not trying to manage people's emotions around me, trying to make everybody happy just so that I can feel somewhat sense of peace in myself. A story we can see about control versus trust is Peter walking on the water. And when Peter was focused on Jesus, that was him trusting the Lord, right? He was trusting in Jesus. And when he tried to manage the storm himself, he sank. When he started looking around at everything else, he started to sink. So trust is not passive. It's active dependence. So you're not just going to naturally trust. It takes awareness. It takes intentionality that you are not going to try to control this, but you do truly believe that God does have this, that he has the best thing for you. I think that the reason why we cling to control for our nervous system is that I always say with my clients and inside my course is control gives us that illusion of safety. And most oftentimes it's from past wounds like trauma, disappointment, pain. And again, I think that comes from if I don't handle it, no one will. I also think that there is a sense of control where if we have any kind of uncertainty in any kind of situation, control can make us feel like a shield against something that we really can't predict. I want you to know that this is not like a character flaw. It's a survival response, really. Because when the more we start to trust God, the more we let go of control, the more free we become. Because that's us trusting. That's us really letting go. But control is saying so much more. It's saying, I have to be the one in charge. Because if not, XYZ can happen. So here's just kind of like a contrast kind of framework for you to think about. So when you're thinking about when I'm in control versus when you trust God. So when you're thinking you're in control, this is where your thoughts spin into what ifs. Again, I did a podcast episode last week on this. Go back to that episode and listen to it because it's definitely helpful. But when you are trying to control it, this is where your thoughts spin into what ifs. When you're in control, your body can feel tense. It can feel restless. When you're in control, you are the one carrying the burden that was never meant to carry. So you are carrying your own unforgiveness. You're carrying self-hatred. You're carrying guilt. You're carrying shame because you think you deserve them. So you think you have to be in control of your own punishment. But when you trust God, it's saying my mind rests in what is true right now. My body can experience safety and peace. It's saying I don't have to carry shame. I don't have to carry guilt because I truly believe and trust God that he did send his son Jesus to reconcile me back to God and to cover and take away my sins. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. Another one I like, and I cannot remember where it is at this moment, just came to me, but it says where his love surpasses knowledge. Like we cannot understand God's love for us. And I don't think we're meant to. Our brains cannot even begin to understand or comprehend because we're limited to what we see and experience on this earth. And so I just want you to a couple questions for you today. If you are somebody that feels like they are controlling versus you trusting. So I want you to ask yourself, where in your life do you feel like you must stay in control? The second thing is I want you to think about what is one small place you can surrender this week? Just one. Where can you unravel your fist and stop white knuckling? So again, where in your life do you feel like you must stay in control? And what is one place that you can surrender this week? And I want you to just think one. Where are you white knuckling? Because again, control feels like safety, but it keeps you stuck in fear versus trusting is taking what's in your hands and putting it into God's hand. So, you know, surrender is kind of a Christianese word. Yes, but sometimes I think we hear it so much that it just kind of falls out of our ears. You know, just kind of goes one ear out the other because we hear it so much that we don't really think about it. But what are you laying down? What are you letting go and giving to him? Because that is going to create space for peace. What are you white knuckling? What do you feel like you can't let go of? And a lot of this, again, I know because I hear it from my coaching clients and I hear it from the women that go through my course. It's this idea that if I let go, you feel unjustified. You feel like there's no justice for what has been done to you. And that is just not true. And that's what's keeping you in the pain. It's keeping you from feeling peace. It's keeping you from trusting God because you want to be the one that brings the justice and the vengeance. I can only say that because I get it. That's me. Been there. And I'm sure someday again, I'll be there because pain happens in this world. but we can learn to trust God and let go of control. Because this comes down to, do I feel safe with God? Can I trust God with my feelings? Which really goes to, do I believe God cares about me? If control has been running your life and you're ready to learn how to rest in God, I'd love to walk with you. This is what I do with my one-on-one coaching. But if you also prefer to go at your own pace inside of my course, Untangle Your Thoughts, again, it's 38% off right now. And together, we can untangle the fears that really drive that control and learn how to replace them with safety and trust in Christ. Find the links in the show notes. Go register for a consultation or go ahead and get started in the self-paced course today. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.